went to
America. Oh, she immigrated when Mary was 17 years old. A fella came to the Sunbeam to take him to Canada to work, and hosiery. Then William Dwyer owned the factory then, and she went when she was 17 years old to America, to Canada, sorry. And then she, it didn't work out. But we had lots of relations in the United States. So mm-hmm. she thought, in her ignorance, you know how ignorant, she thought she could cross the border from Canada into the United States, but customs got a hold to her. And she was a pretty little thing. So they took her over, and mind you, she settled in Canada. The customs officer had her living with them. And she took her down to the doctor, and the doctor fell for her and gave her a job and sent her to school. Because at that time, at that particular time, you finished school at sixth class. Mm-hmm. That was it. There was no second, for the majority of the people in Ireland, that would be, and that was the major majority of the people in Ireland, didn't have a second level education.
No.
From my age group, really.
No.
And they sent her off to high school. And she met her husband from Bantry out in Canada and married. She had